This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 13th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a bizarre development in the trial against American pastor Andrew Brunson, falsely accused of involvement with an Islamic group blamed for staging the 2016 coup attempt against the Turkish government. Quote, former church members, people probably that he baptized, people that he had tea with, testified against him, end quote, according to Christina Arriaga, vice chair of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, who attended Brunson's last court hearing, reports Christian Broadcasting Network. Arriaga said, quote, I imagine these people were under tremendous pressure to keep their jobs or feed their families. We don't know what kind of threats they were under, end quote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has expressed support for Alliance Defending Freedom, denouncing the Southern Poverty Law Center's designation of the conservative legal organization as a quote-unquote hate group, reports the Christian Post. In a speech at the ADF Summit on Religious Liberty last Wednesday evening, Sessions rejected the idea that the group was a bigoted organization.
You are not a hate group. They've used this designation as a weapon, and they've wielded it against conservative organizations that refuse to accept their orthodoxy and choose instead to speak for their conscience and their beliefs. They use it to bully and to intimidate groups like yours, which fight for religious freedom.
Pennsylvania's Democrat Governor Tom Wolf signed an executive order a week ago Monday, creating the Pennsylvania Commission on LGBTQ Affairs, a body dedicated to promoting homosexual and transgender interests, reports LifeSite News. On Tuesday, the American Family Association of Pennsylvania said that this would lead to the targeting of Christians. You can send an email or call Governor Wolf through a link in our transcript at theworldview.com. Ephesians 5:11 declares, have nothing to do with the fruitless works of darkness, but rather expose them. Scientists at the University of Toledo in Ohio say the blue light that comes from electronics is doing permanent damage to our vision, reports WTOL. The researchers said molecules that we need to be able to see, called retinol, turned into cell killers when they interact with blue light. Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee was caught making a disturbing comment about Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn last Thursday, reports Life News. At a community prayer breakfast in Memphis last month for former Governor Phil Bredesen, who is running for the Senate against Blackburn, Cohen is heard in a secret recording obtained by the Huffington Post wishing that she would jump off the Harahan Bridge over the Mississippi River connecting Arkansas and Tennessee.
The big orange president, he could come down here and he could endorse Marsha Blackburn. Because Marsha Blackburn, if he says, jump off the Harahan Bridge, she'll jump off the Harahan Bridge. I wish he'd say that. She will do anything he says.
Later, Cohen backpedaled, saying, quote, it was obviously humor. I wish her no harm. I hope she does not get the Senate, and I wish she was not a lackey for Trump, end quote. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration signed a new contract on July 25th to acquire, quote-unquote, fresh baby body tissue to transplant into humanized mice so that these mice will have a functioning so-called human immune system, according to information published by the FDA and the General Services Administration, reports CNSNews.com. According to the Federal Contract Database, Advanced Bioscience Resources, a nonprofit organization based in the San Francisco Bay Area, was awarded this $15,900 contract, which will run through July 25, 2019. The Congressional Research Service said, quote, fetal tissue used in research is obtained from elective abortions, end quote. Kanye West, the singer, did not back down from his support of President Donald Trump during a recent appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, despite the fact that the host has been downright hostile to the president.
Just as a musician, African-American, guy out in Hollywood, all these different things, everyone around me tried to pick my candidate for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then told me every time I said I like Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I'd get kicked out of the black community because blacks are, we're supposed to have a monolithic thought. We can only be Democrats and all. And it took me a year and a half to have the confidence to stand up and put on the hat, no matter what the consequences were. It represented overcoming fear. Liberals can't bully me. News can't bully me. The hip-hop community, they can't bully me.
Psalm 94:16 asks, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers?" And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, August 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.